This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Hello and welcome to the HBO Boys podcast. Today we're doing the beginning of a special thing we've decided to do that is not filler at all. We are doing the top comedy shows of all time. The initial list is 128. We'll be doing brackets of 32 until we consolidate them down. Yes, this is a five-part series. Why would we do that to you? I don't know, but I'm going to stop being negative because I'm excited for this so, so much.
Yeah.
Television is my favorite thing. Comedy on television is just like a subset of my favorite thing. And what I'm trying to say is this is the most important thing we've ever done with our lives, this list.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Here to help me is Adam. Adam and I will be discussing these shows, and then together we must come up like a team who's in a weird amount of competition. Who wins?
It's like our favorite IPs of all time. It was a joint effort.
Right.
And I feel okay about it.
Sure. And we have Moderator Supreme Justin, who will be reading off the bracket and letting us know the rules, because the best part about podcasts is rules.
Let's get right into those rules.
Yeah, I love that.
First rule, it's a single elimination bracket. If I could say that, that'd be great.
I'm so glad you didn't do a Fight Club joke. I think it was really low-hanging fruit.
I'm glad you passed it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just like not that lame.
Sure.
You know, I'm just not like the fact that you thought of that.
You're
kind
close.
Of is a little sus. You're but, close. You know.
Yeah. I'm hoping it comes up, you know, there's an effort again to do it in the future.
Jesus.
Put that in the back pocket.
I'll do it.
We'll put that in the back pocket.
Yeah, sure.
32 teams, bracket style, single elimination. The rule is you have to agree, which is the hardest part of any competition.
Although, when we found out when we did this the last time, it actually wasn't terribly difficult on some occasions.
True, but this time, there is a special rule.
Ooh, secret rule.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to tell you said rule, but when you come across and you activate the trap card, you will know.
Sure. It's a Raiders of the Lost Ark situation.
Okay.
Because those intriguing. Are the best parts of bracketology-based podcasting.
Okay. Dude. Gentlemen.
Yes.
Are we ready?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no.
So
yeah,
ready.
Yeah, I'm pretty ready for this.
First rule, I have to tell you both, Jesus, that is not the secret rule.
Wait, there's another first rule?
Little did you know, I have 30 minutes of rules spread out, and I'm going to tell them like this the entire time.
We'll put that up as banter.
On the previous episode, you know what? We'll keep it part of the trap card. How about that?
Okay.
Dear Lord. Okay.
Are you ready for the first round?
Yeah, let's hit it.
All right, the second rule now. Okay. First up, Pen 15. Versus Fresh Off the Boat.
Right. And like we talked about prior to recording, there are going to be times where this is a list that is 128 shows long. It's that long because it's an amalgamation of like 10 to 15 internet lists, plus just like the brain power of the HBO Boys Patreon/Discord. Go to patreon.com/HBOBOYZ. It's $1 a month and you can get on the Discord. And so there are going to be times where there are two shows that we've both never seen. So we just have to use our like knowledge of the zeitgeist impact of them. And I believe in this scenario, when it's Pen 15 on Hulu and Fresh Off the Boat, I'm not sure where that was. I have seen Pen 15, but not Fresh Off the Boat. I know Fresh Off the Boat is like culturally significant and it did very well, which is awesome. But I've only seen Pin 15 and that show is incredible. Has one of the best comedy finales, I think, like top 10 comedy finales of all time.
Well, I'll say this. Pen 15 moves on just because, one, it's the only one I've heard of. And, I mean, Fresh Off the Boat, I have never even heard that title.
Yeah. So I like how you, I like how you made that point twice.
Yeah. I can't even say anything about it. I mean, it sounds like a Gilligan's Island show.
It's not Gilligan's Island. It's very far from what that is.
Yeah.
Pen 15 moves on.
Pen 15 moving on. Next round.
Ooh.
Mystery Science Theater 3000 versus Rocco's Modern Life.
This is
okay.
This is tougher than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
These are down in the mines.
Yeah. Mystery Science Theater, I mean, both of these hold a very special place in my heart. Mystery Science Theater, we used to watch a lot in high school, and we kind of had some of our old high school skit jokes kind of based off of Mystery Science Theater.
Right.
But then Rocco's Modern Life, I mean, that was an iconic 90s cartoon.
Yeah. Mystery Science Theater 3000, I remember mainly the Manos in the Hands of Fate episode because it was so good.
Yeah, Rocko's it was Modern great. Life,
I think for me has more longevity and more moments of it that I remember. So I'm going to give the nod personally to Rocco's, but they're both like cornerstones. I'm going to say the word cornerstones of my entire personality that I've mimicked off of television, and 0% of me is a real person a lot of times this episode. This is one of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Rocco's Modern Life for sure. But that I will never forget. The Manos, the Hands of Fate episode. It's so good. And I actually bought the Manos and the Hands of Fate Blu-ray.
Yes.
Needed. So I physically have that movie because of that show.
Not even on DVD, on Blu-ray.
It's on Blu-ray. It was remastered for Blu-ray, which is weird. Why would they do that?
I don't know, but you've benefited from it. So
Yeah.
Rocco's Modern Life, moving on to the next round.
I feel good about this one.
Monty Python's Flying Circus versus Wilfred.
Okay. Well, have you seen Wilfred with Elijah Wood UK version?
I've seen Wilfred, but I don't really remember a whole lot about it. But I do remember liking it to some degree.
There's a man and he plays a dog.
Yeah, right.
It is, I think I put it in like the same category as BoJack Horseman. The sad comedy. Yeah.
Yes, sure.
Yep. Where sometimes you get through an episode and you're like, that was funny, but I think the main theme was sadness.
It was sadness. Yeah, and they both are like kind of off kilter, wild, weird shows. And then Monty Python.
Is Monty Python.
It's Monty Python. And now let me ask you something, Justin. And you can abstain from answering or you can answer it. Are there other Monty Pythons on here? Because there are several of them. Or is this the only one?
No, this is the TV show. I doubt that there's anything else because most of the rest of them are movies.
I'm thinking of the movies. You're right.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
thinking
these of the are movies. Exclusively TV shows.
Understood. Yep. Oof. Yeah, I feel okay about that one. Monty Python.
I vote Monty Python. And Wilfred, I watched all of the UK version and the US one. I think I skipped around a little bit and just went to the end because, I don't know, it wasn't keeping my attention, but still a very good show. But Flying Circus. Yay.
Monty Python's Flying Circus, flying on.
Hey.
Amazing. Yeah. So hey, good.
Yo. Oof. Okay.
Whoa.
Next round. The Nanny versus Ally McBeal.
Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about The Nanny lately because Fran Drescher is the president of the WGA, I want to say, or SAG.
Oh, yeah.
She's president of SAG, so they're on strike, and she just got in like fake trouble for doing a commercial during it or whatever. Anyway, watched a lot of The Nanny when I was a kid, and I didn't watch any Ally McBeal. I knew it was on because it was around when The Simpsons were playing. But and I know the Calista Flockhart joke from Family Guy, where she falls through the cracks. That's my main understanding of Ally McBeal. So I would personally go The Nanny, but do you have like specific feelings on either of these shows, Adam?
No, I mean, I'd lean toward The Nanny as well, just because I know it better. I know of Ally McBeal. I knew it exists. I know who the actress is, but that's about where it ends. I mean, The Nanny, I actually like watched the show.
Yeah. And I don't think her voice is annoying. I think it's endearing.
Oh, well,
that will be.
It's a little annoying.
The
sometimes.
Nanny. That will be The Nanny, Mr. Sheffielding on.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Okay. I
didn't know. We are officially out here, dude.
Oh, I didn't know we were so out here.
Next round, What We Do in the Shadows versus The Mindy Project.
Have you seen either of these, Adam?
I believe I watched the What We Do in the Shadows, but I didn't finish it.
The movie or the television show?
I think it was the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jermaine Clement and Taika Waititi are like executive producers of the show and on it sometimes, but it's really not their show, right? It's just, it's the people, the vampires in the house. Mindy Project, I really like. Ike Barinholtz in that show is very good. This is a tough one for me. They're sort of in the same place. Like, What We Do in the Shadows is up and coming. I think it is going to get more popular over time. I think it actually will probably be more popular when it's over. The Mindy Project has sort of faded away in the comedy zeitgeist. Yeah,
it's Mindy Kaling, right?
That's correct.
Okay, I wasn't sure if I was thinking of something different.
It's her project.
It's her project. Yes.
Sure. I mean, I remember hearing about Mindy Project. I never watched it, but you know, again, this is going to be the I've actually watched What We Do in the Shadows.
Sure.
So yeah, that's going to be where I'm
Chris
going.
Chris Messina also in the Mindy Project. So good. Mindy Kaling, for me, best known as a writer and actor on The Office. She wrote the Injury episode, I believe, which I think is one of the best episodes of that show. Anyway, I choose What We Do in the Shadows.
I remember her as Disgust from Inside Out.
I remember mainly like I have a few questions for you. Number one, how dare you?
Are we locking in What We Do in the Shadows?
Yeah, lock it in.
Locked.
Perfect.
It's locked
in. Locked in like a coffin.
Okay.
No, like a coffin, because they're vampires.
Hey.
Hey.
Locked in the Shadows.
This one is going to make me very mad.
Oh, yes, it is, because no.
I'm already this reading is. And I know what I'm going to choose.
Yeah,
next round.
Well, I know what I'm going to choose, but I am not 100% on if we are on the same page.
Okie doke.
This round is Blue Mountain State versus American Dad.
All right, Ryan, we're gonna do this. One, two, three, say it. Okay, ready?
Uh-huh.
One, two, three, Blue Mountain State. Okay,
let's
we're
go.
Good.
Oh, thank God.
Wait, stop. Jesus. Stop everything. What did you just say, Adam? You did not say, what'd you say?
I said Blue Mountain State, but then at the end of the word state, I realized you said it too. I'm like, okay, good.
I thought you were just having a stroke. Yeah,
no, Blue Mountain State.
Blue Mountain State.
Then Adam died.
American Dad is a good show, but I mean, it's just Family Guy political.
Again.
But different. Yeah. Pecan Sandies, though.
Blue Mountain State.
Yeah, Blue Mountain State. Thad Castle, one of the greatest comedy characters of all time. A show that was severely underrated, got a movie with a cult following that got them the movie, basically. Got both the writers and creators jobs on How I Met Your Mother. They were a huge part of that show, and they got that show because they created Blue Mountain State together. And it's a show that, like, I think of it as the Battlestar Galactica of comedies. It's just the one that you haven't watched, but you should definitely watch.
Oh, 100%. And if anyone here that's listening has not watched Blue Mountain State, you got to put it on. It's fantastic.
It's
and
so
I will gush a little bit here. I backed the movie on, it was either Indiegogo or Kickstarter.
It was Kickstarter because I did too.
Okay, yeah. And I backed it on a tier that gave me a signed poster of the movie poster. And I have everyone's signature on a movie poster.
That's pretty cool. The sickest actual brag I have ever heard in my entire life.
So it's in my parents' basement because when I moved, I wanted to make sure I didn't throw it out. And so I threw it in.
Alan Richson is gosh dang Jack Reacher now, and he's dope at it. Right. So
yeah, so good.
All right, thank God we got our oil changes. Blue Mountain State, moving on.
The entire time we're talking, Justin is just thinking of what to say at the end.
Closer jokes, yeah.
I'm not even listening to you guys. I'm just like, all right, and here comes the closer.
Whenever there's silence, I say this.
Next round, Beavis and Butthead versus Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Oh, man. Well, I mean, I am cornhole, y'all. I need TP for my bunghole, but
sure.
Whose line is it anyway, man? I mean, I'm going with Whose Line Is It Anyway easy here, but I do want to nod my head to Beavis and Butthead.
As that, I feel the exact same way. Whose Line Is It Anyway? Like, I will still stop and watch if I see a Drew Carey, Wayne Brady, Ryan Stiles, Colin Mockery episode.
Yes.
I will absolutely stop and watch every one of those. What is it, Brad? If Brad is on, that's pretty good. There's
an interesting,
yeah, Brad Sherwood. There's always like a fourth that I like preferred. I remember like scrolling and being like, ugh, it's that guy who's the fourth one. I don't know if I'm gonna watch this episode this time.
Oh Jesus!
And
Chip
anytime
is not,
that I
Chip is not the guy. Chip is very good. Chip and Brad, I love. And then they had like when any other fourth was there, I was like, I don't think I'm gonna go watch anything else.
I still will never forget the Richard Simmons episode and the Robin Williams episode.
Of course.
Oh, man.
A classic.
So good. So, so good.
Whose Line Is It Anyway? Confirmed on to the next round. And similar to our show that we have created here, the rules are made up and the points don't matter.
Nice. Hey, I thought you were going to go with Whose Win Is It Anyway?
Yeah, yeah. Hey. Oh, yeah.
It's
no, next round. I like the rules are made up and the points don't matter.
Yeah.
That's good.
We have Titus versus Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Except for they matter completely because this is the most important thing we've ever done. Okay, have you watched Titus?
I have not watched Titus, but I have watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Sure. Okay. This is going to be a Brooklyn Nine-Nine win.
Sure.
One, because I love that show, and I think they did a really good job, like, especially during times in which they keep getting almost canceled, and then I don't know. It's just a very well put together show. Titus is sort of like a weird dark horse comedy show that not a lot of people saw, but Christopher Titus is a stand up comedian and his dad was mean to him. That's his whole brand. But
oh, I remember this now. I never watched it, but I absolutely remember seeing it.
It's in the antithesis of like the dad who throws the kid in the lake at 3 years old to learn how to swim. And if they drown, they drown. Like that's the vibe. Anyway, it's a great show, but Brooklyn Nine-Nine is part of the Office, Parks and Recreation lineage of shows.
Ooh,
and all of those have a special place in my heart. So Nine-Nine.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine moving along.
Got 99 reasons.
And one of them is that Brooklyn it's a better show, I think.
Yeah.
That's very true. It's very accurate.
Yeah.
And correct.
Sure.
Next round, I Think You Should Leave versus Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Mm. Oh, this makes me feel bad.
I don't know. I Think You Should Leave. I don't know it.
I Think You Should Leave is one of the best comedies of all time, in my opinion. I think it's like, it's the Tim Robinson show. You've seen every meme from it ever, Adam.
I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah.
And oh, 100% that show. I forgot that's the name of it.
Yeah, it's a weird name.
It's so good.
They should have named it something else. It's a bad
name. Are you sure about that?
Yeah, exactly.
Are you sure about that?
Him going down the zip line. Are you out of your mind?
Oh, what my about goodness.
The one where he's in disguise. He's like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Oh my God. I think I'm just done being here. Where?
I don't want to be alive anymore.
I don't want to be alive anymore. Nod to Pee-wee's Playhouse. Paul Reubens died this week.
Oh, and so
if this
sad.
Is the way you're finding out, I apologize.
And Pee-wee's Playhouse, you know, I've rewatched a few episodes here and there. It's so good. I love it.
You know, I only do impressions because I know you will follow up with a on point one and just embarrass the crap out of me. Yeah. Oh yeah, no, you're amazing at them. You're so good.
I'm glad I know the trigger now.
Yeah, I'm triggered. All right,
we confirming in here. I think you should leave onto the W.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's
fantastic.
So
Pee-wee's Playhouse taking L's IRL and in our game too.
Sad. Makes me sad.
This
sad.
Too soon.
Oh my Next up, God.
This is another one that's going to be pretty contentious for me to be quiet during. Invader Zim versus Robot Chicken.
Okay. So Robot Chicken is like completely married to Adult Swim for me.
Yeah. Like, yes, for sure.
Very specific years of my life hearing Seth Green's voice in I think the spiritual successor to like Kablam on Nickelodeon.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yep.
And they had a formula. It's a 10 or 15 second joke. You're in, you're out. They're weirdly animated and they a lot of them feel improv'd, and it was good. Invader Zim, I remember coming back early from a Halloween that our friend group was too old to be out during. Like, it was we wanted free candy because we were fat, and so we went out there, baby, and got that candy. But we did get a lot that night. Hey, you guys don't have costumes, and you're being weird, and you're too old for this. And we said, yes, can I have a Kit Kat, please? Anyway,
that was you guys?
Yeah, that was us. We came.
That was you guys?
Yeah,
I heard about it.
Early from that endeavor to watch a new Invader Zim episode.
Oh my gosh.
I loved Invader Zim. I thought it was very, like, so original for the time. Gurr as a character was like the first Hot Topic character that I can remember.
Oh, yes. Yeah, for sure. Yep.
This is difficult. Do you have feelings, Adam?
Oh, well, so I agree with you on everything about Robot Chicken, and I loved Kablam, and it was like a natural progression from really Kablam. But Invader Zim, I think, holds maybe a little bit more, cultural significance. I mean, Christ, Childish Gambino used it in his song.
Sure.
Invader Zim.
Yes, that is true. Donald Glover loves Invader Zim, so.
I mean, I gotta pick Invader Zim. I think I'm going to go Invader Zim.
God, this hurts.
But, okay. If you're feeling different and you're on more Robot Chicken, you absolutely go with it.
I think I do defer. I choose Invader Zim, and I think it's a worse show. You know what I mean? Like, I think overall, Robot Chicken is a better put together.
Well, they had a like you said, it's a cool formula. It was fast. It kept your attention because it was fast. But overall, you don't think Invader Zim was just like a better show with, I mean, it was animated show. It was consistent. It had storylines.
No, yeah,
Adam, that's how I'm looking.
I still pick Invader Zim because I love it. So
what's that, Justin?
I said, Adam, are you going to defer this one?
No, so I was just going to say if he chose Robot Chicken, I would be okay with giving it to Robot Chicken.
But I didn't.
But we both say
that does sound like a deferment, Zim, though. Baby.
Yeah.
That does sound like a deferment.
It's not. We both said it's Zim.
I said Invader Zim, and then I said, but if you're feeling differently.
That's deferment.
but we agreed, so I didn't defer.
All right.
I have a feeling that's one of the rules right there, Ryan.
Yeah, I'm getting the vibe that the special secret rule is about that.
Invader Zim,
one deferent the whole time across 5 episodes.
No, that'd be bonker sauce.
Yeah.
Don't test me. Okay. Next round.
You are going wild with power.
Saturday Night Live versus I Dream of Jeannie.
Saturday Night Live next.
Okay. Okay. I agree, but
I loved I Dream of Jeannie. I remember watching that show when I was young. It was Nick at Night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oof. Yeah, it was good.
It was.
What's insane to me is I'm having a moment right now. I'm going to be honest. This is going to be a very, very, very transparent and honest thing for me to admit right now.
Okay. Oh, boy.
32 years on this planet, I've been saying I dream a Jeannie rather than
what?
Yeah. Really? It doesn't even make sense now that I'm seeing it right now. But
her name was Jeannie.
I understand, but like,
and
I dream a Jeannie.
Was a Jeannie.
She was a Jeannie. I didn't understand. I was too young for it, I guess. But I still didn't figure it out.
Play, Justin.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Let's
Saturday Night Live. And I think when we get to future rounds with Saturday Night Live, we should talk about like our favorite eras, but let's keep going.
Yeah.
Saturday Night Live, moving on.
Yeah, we got to knock this initial list down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next round.
Oh.
Kenan and Kel versus the other two.
Have you seen the other two?
I may have. Hold on. We'll talk while I look.
Okay. The other two is on HBO. It just got canceled in Scandal because there was a report that the showrunner was verbally abusive to the staff. The showrunners are two ex-head writers from Saturday Night Live, Chris Kelly and Sarah Schneider. Sarah Schneider used to be at College Humor, which is really, like, I remember watching Hardly Workings way back in the day, and she was in them. So
I don't think I've ever seen that show, no.
It is the most famous thing from it is there's a song called My Brother is Gay. And it's like a Justin Bieber type character and his older brother's gay. And he outs him. This is Justin Bieber if he had an older brother outing his older brother on national television with the biggest song in the world. It's a very funny song. And I would recommend people go and YouTube it if nothing else. Cal loves orange soda, though. I don't know.
Who loves orange soda?
It's Cal. He does.
Yeah, and I also love this show, so it moves on.
Okay.
What is it, 21? Score of 21?
I've just been this, as you guys were talking, I've just been upping the score for Keenan and Kel, because I don't think I would have accepted
if you chose the answer. Here's the thing, and you know what? We're going to find out what the secret rule is, because I think I picked the other two, and I defer to Keenan and Kel, so what's the rule?
You picked the other two, but defer to Keenan and Kel?
That's correct.
Really?
Yeah, the other two is really good.
Well,
all right.
Rules.
In that action,
yeah.
You have now activated the trap card. You both do not have any deferments.
Oh.
When you defer,
shit.
You defer to me.
This is.
Therefore.
Well, Keenan and Kel
moves on. But yeah. So inconsequential this time. Was hoping for like a little bit of a blockbuster.
Daryl,
it
absolutely,
would have been really good on the other one.
That's Justin, this, it will happen. It will happen, I promise. Because there's going to be two shows here that I didn't see together. And then it's just going to be you and Ryan on that one.
Ooh.
Yeah, no. Ooh, right. Okay, so this is not a moderation as much as it is like a dictator who decides when he wants to be like, yeah, right now I decide I'm in charge.
Yeah. So see, the rules are not if a deferment happens, then it's me versus Ryan. The rules are if there's a deferment, I get to choose.
You just get to, you get the trump card.
Cause this is not a democracy, boys. Let's go. Keenan and Kel on to the next
Touché.
Round.
All right.
Tucci, baby.
Next Tucci. Up, the Honeymooners versus Mr. Man. Bean.
Oh wow. My God.
That these are so dated.
Yeah, okay, Adam, dated.
What? They are.
That's a negative word for older show that should still get its...
But less words.
No, dated has a negative connotation, does it not?
No, I don't think so.
Oh,
see, when you say dated, it's also, it comes off almost like a, oh, that's shitty.
Yeah, right, and because of the way you said it also, we can hear it back. That's so dated. Like you had
it's so dated. I mean, it is. Yeah. The Honeymooners and Mr. Bean.
They're that's older. Dated. Yeah.
They're dated.
Are your grandparents dated?
My grandparents are no longer with us.
I'm glad I brought it up. Anyway, I think I choose Mr. Bean as much as Rowan Atkinson has done a lot of emotional damage to my favorite comedian, James Acaster, as per his new special. But I still choose Mr. Bean.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you remember him in the opening for the London Olympics?
No.
Okay, that's a cool really YouTube dated. Video as well.
Oh, okay. I'll check it out.
Cool.
Mr. Bean, moving on to the next round.
Nice.
Okay, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, this is tough.
Next round is Animaniacs versus SpongeBob SquarePants.
Okay.
Wow.
How much of the theme song of Animaniacs do you remember, Adam?
This is the Animaniacs. We're crazy to the max. So just sit back and relax and something, something, something. It's Animani. Totally insane. Nicolini. Animaniacs. Don't follow the facts. Meow. So a little
That's
bit.
That's like all
okay,
of
okay, so how much of the SpongeBob SquarePants
every,
one do you remember?
Every goddamn word.
I'd like you to sing it.
No.
Oh, okay.
I'll start you off. Oh,
yeah. Oh boy.
I would do the voice, but just not feeling it today.
Yeah, I think I go SpongeBob here just because it is gigantic. It's I think Animaniacs is a bit more niche, although I loved it to death.
Oh, I loved it so much.
Pinky in the Brain? Get out of here with that.
Mm, yes. Yeah.
Yes, Pinky and the Brain. Yes, Pinky and the Brain.
Something's a genius. It's the other to explain.
No, one is a genius. Oh. The other is insane.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I was singing verse two.
Mm. Yeah,
it's like you guys. On
the
top.
One, two, three. It's Pinky in the brain.
It's bring. Oh, we weren't actually doing it. SpongeBob SquarePants, please.
SpongeBob.
SpongeBob. Moving on to the next round. Next up, Looney Tunes versus the Angry Beavers.
Oh, come on.
How much of the Angry Beavers theme song do you remember? I choose the Looney Tunes.
Oh, do you really choose the Looney Tunes?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, man. I was really hedging on the Angry Beavers on this one.
Okay, Justin, what is it?
Come on, you got to make it a little bit more cinematic than that.
I mean...
No, somebody's got to say the word. You're the arbiter supreme.
Somebody has to make your part cinematic. I don't defer, but I don't agree.
That's the same thing.
So if you guys can't come to a conclusion, it's definitely Angry Beavers.
Oh, no, yes, let's go.
Wow.
I love the Looney Tunes, but...
I will point out that both deferments have gone Adam's way at this point. Yeah, I am sensing a...
Buddy. Oh, cry about it, dude.
Intolerable bias, but that is okay.
All right, next round. The Addams Family versus Detroiters.
Ooh, I don't know the Detroiters.
Detroiters is... Tim Robinson's show before he did I Think You Should Leave. It is with Sam Richardson. It's really, really good. It's I Think You Should Leave, but with two main cast members. It's great. The Addams Family is... I used to watch that all the time. It's like in black and white with the hand and stuff.
Do you remember that theme song?
Would you say that the Addams Family was...
It was the Addams Family.
Dated?
Is that it?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Da-da-da-da. Oh, wait. Yeah. Do it again.
Da-na-na-na. I think that picked it up.
Yeah. I did snaps. Did you guys do snaps?
I did snaps.
I just went.
Yeah. Later when I edit this, the pop filter will take out those snaps, but know that I did them.
Yeah. All right. So what do we have here?
I would choose the Addams Family.
Same.
Addams Family. Moving on. That concludes round one.
Nice.
Ooh. Wowie wow. I feel okay about this.
Sweet 16, baby.
Now, are we doing the Sweet 16 right now?
Oh, we're doing all 32, baby. We're doing
the Sweet 16
right now, dude. Oh, we're doing them. Okay, I see. Go ahead.
We got four 32s to do.
Yeah, we have to get to 128. We got to put in the time. We're in the mines, like I said.
Fair. Okay.
Next round. Pen 15 versus Rocco's Modern Life.
I would personally go Rocco's Modern Life here, even though Pen 15... Again, like everything I said is still true about it, but Rocco's Modern Life is like...
It is my childhood.
Yeah, Rocco's Modern Life, like cat, dog, Angry Beavers.
The pinnacle like, that was, 90s Nickelodeon.
Right. Like that's happening at the same time the era I'm going to talk about of SNL is happening, right? And they're both like from either side just being like, this is what your comedy feelings are going to be how you're going to think. Is that good? Good.
I just love it in Rocco how like grotesque everything was all the time, but it was still animated.
Ren and Stimpy-esque, but like...
Oh, yeah, very much.
A cleaner Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah, right.
Rocco's Modern Life, moving on.
Sad, but I think it's for the best.
Ooh.
Next round, Monty Python's Flying Circus versus The Nanny.
Only one of those has the dead parrot sketch, so I choose
Monty Python. Moving on to the next round.
The Nanny. No, Monty Python, for sure.
Nice.
For sure.
Next round, What We Do in the Shadows versus Blue Mountain State.
BMS.
Yeah, I think I choose
Party Blue Mountain. Party at the Goat House!
Oh my God, that was amazing. I was just trance. I thought, was I watching the show or were we watching?
Yeah.
Are we watching
so
it?
Good.
We're there. Thad Castle is talking to me right now.
You won't screech?
You won't.
I can't screech. I cannot do what he does.
Yeah, no one
can. He's a talent beyond measure.
I choose Blue Mountain State, and maybe when What We Do in the Shadows, which is still on TV, gets to the end of its run, that'll be a different story. But for right now, Blue Mountain State.
Blue Mountain State, locked in.
Locked in.
Next round, Whose Line Is It Anyway versus Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
This hurts my soul.
This is really tough. This one's a tough one.
This is, I never, you know what's the worst part about, I never take into account the amount I think I want to think, but thinking's not podcast worthy. So,
no, right.
Let's talk it out, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. So, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, give me three scenes that you remember off the top of your head right now.
The cold open, I Want It That Way, Andy Samberg is getting all the perps to sing I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys. It's an amazing, one of the best cold opens of a comedy ever and one of the most rewatchable ones. And then...
number five.
yeah, right. Exactly. That's so... and I would say, like, I remember the entirety... Every word for word of all the Doug Judy episodes and all the Halloween episodes and all the I choose Whose Line Is It Anyway.
I was going to say now sing the Irish drinking song.
Oh, my. Yes. I just loved always how much Ryan Stiles hated it.
Oh, yeah.
You could tell he hated it, but he murdered it every time.
He's so good. So good. And then the rebooted Whose Line. Although I'm not a fan of the host, I can't remember her name. She just tries really, really hard to be what it was. It's still good. Like, the comedy's still good.
Yeah, but what are you going to do? Drew Carey got the most lucrative job on television because of that show. Right. Okay.
He's for sure.
Bob Barker Jr. That's
also,
what...
I think Whose Line was canceled. They just brought it back recently.
So. Yeah, but those... you remember the blooper... where Ryan Stiles puts his head into the desk and all the glass breaks on him.
Exploded the neon.
Gosh, diggity. Anyway, Whose Line Is It Anyway? But this is, it hurts like a part of my kidney.
Oh.
Adam, are you Whose Line?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, Whose Line? Yep.
Whose Line? Moving on. Next round, I Think You Should Leave versus Invader Zim.
This ain't even a contest for me. It's I Think You Should Leave personally. Yeah.
For sure. No, I agree.
I enjoy Invader Zim's time here, and I'm glad it stick around for a little while.
Insert Doom song here. I Think You Should Leave. Moving on. Next round, Saturday Night Live versus Kenan and Kel.
Oh, my God.
That exasperated noise would suggest that this is difficult for you.
This one's really difficult because you have iconic Saturday Night Live. I mean, you don't have to say anything else about it. Kenan and Kel was nostalgic wonder and you know, glory.
Kenan would go on.
He's on to say, you're exactly right. The longest running cast member at Saturday Night Live. Oh, man.
I choose Saturday Night Live all day, every day. Listen, I love orange soda as much as the next guy, but Saturday Night Live, are you out of your mind?
Yeah, no, I will agree with you. Yes, I mean, as much as it does pain me a lot, and
I love how much pain Kenan and Kel not choosing it is causing. That's
I love the little idiosyncrasies of that show. Yeah, like the store manager's mother, like that whole background story was hilarious.
Anyway, I think we go Saturday Night Live, and we'll be right back after the advertisement.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Vim, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
And we're back from the advertisement, the top comedy shows of all time, the first 32 bracket of 128 five-part series show. And if you most likely just heard a ad read that was my voice selling a book, buy that book. And also die-cast guns, weirdly enough, is what has also been the ad lately. This goes on to perpetuity, and that could be completely different in the future. Let's move on with our bracket.
So in case you just joined us, we're wrapping up the Saturday Night Live versus Kenan and Kel, where Saturday Night Live defeats...
Why would they just join us?
You know, if Kenan they're scrubbing the timeline.
Okay.
Sometimes you just listen at two times and you go to scrub a little bit and it goes farther than you're anticipating. So I'm just trying to keep everyone
up to
date, right?
We're trying to skip that ad.
What psychos go to 40 minutes in and say, start, dude?
Oh, here it goes. Anyways, okay. SNL on. Next round, Mr. Bean versus SpongeBob SquarePants.
That's, I think, a SpongeBob SquarePants for the guy.
Sorry, Rowan.
Yeah, literally not even close.
But my favorite Mr. Bean sketch is when he did the air drums. So good.
Yeah. Next round, the Angry Beavers versus the Addams Family.
For me, that's an easy Angry Beavers. I know I shunned it and I didn't want it to be in this round in the first place. But just because I think we're 35 years old, Angry Beavers is the easy choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Angry Beavers moving on. We have now completed round two.
Oh, my God.
This is the top eight, boys.
The elite eight.
The elite eight starts with
this quarter.
Of this quarter. The elite eight of the first quarter of 128.
When you say it like that, I don't want to be there listening
much more, dude. This round, Rocco's Modern Life versus Monty Python.
Okay. I think this is where Monty Python is shown the door, and I think a lot of people would choose not Monty Python, or they would choose Monty Python, just because of how foundational it is to so many comedic sensibilities. Does Rocko's Modern Life exist without Monty Python? Probably not. I still choose Rocko's Modern Life, because again, we're 35, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I mean, Monty Python, it's one of those shows that I can watch it, or even movies, because clearly I didn't know that there was two different things. But the movies, the TV show, Monty Python in general, it gets stale for me after a while. Like, we're done. I'll watch it. Okay. But Rocco, I can rewatch episodes. And again, much like a lot of the stuff that we've talked about in this pod in the past, it's a nostalgic factor that carries through, and it makes me all warm and fuzzy because I'm a millennial, an older millennial, and I want to grasp onto our past because our future looks bleak.
Jesus. Yeah, you're a millennial with big feelings. Rocko's Modern Life moves on.
This is sad now.
It's been sad the whole time.
Anyways, that was a hoot. Rocko's Modern Life moving on.
Very cool.
You did it again.
You did it. Wow. On all cylinders.
I am so mad at this one right now.
This round is Blue Mountain State versus Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Oh, God.
That's so sad.
I think there's like, if it was any two other people, this wouldn't be as difficult as a round. But you and I just are so invested in Blue Mountain State.
And Whose Line?
Right.
Yeah.
What does your gut tell you?
My gut is honestly... My gut is telling me Whose Line, but I've rewatched Blue Mountain State all the way through. I had my dad watch it. He thought it was hilarious. And just like, I love rewatching that show and it makes me feel good. And it's funny and ridiculous and out of this world. But Whose Line you can pick up anywhere. It's a different episode. Every episode it has a formula. So
is that good or
bad? Based on that alone, like, you can pick up an episode of Whose Line. It doesn't matter when you watched it, right? Even the old ones, it doesn't matter when you watched it or if you've ever seen it or whatever. You can pick it up and rewatch the whole thing. And it's like funny. And I don't know. I feel a little bit. I mean, it is so close on Whose Line, but that's what I say. I'm not going to say the word yet.
What is the word? You just did a whole monologue. What is your choice?
You don't even hint at it, or else I'm gonna pull a trap card. I swear to God. Oh, gosh.
And I feel like this is where the trap card might work against me.
Sure. I gosh.
Okay. Let's break this down a little bit farther. Okay.
No, I think I have an answer. I thought if I was just confident it would happen and I would say something out loud, but then nothing happened.
Okay. So break down the shows. Like, what do you really love about Blue Mountain State and what do you really love about Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Whose Line Is It Anyway introduced improv to the mainstream audience, a
yes.
art form that was and has always been underappreciated, especially when done by experts in the field. And sure. Blue Mountain State is, I think of Thad Castle as one of the best comedy characters ever created. Those are the things yeah. I think.
And Blue Mountain State, it created like this kind of farce of like a really intense college experience that I think people yearn for. Like they want that type of experience when they go to college. Sometimes it's not that.
Right.
This one's tough, man. I think you solidified it for me with the whole improv comment. I think Whose Line Is It Anyway takes it for me.
I think if in other circumstances, Blue Mountain State wins this 32 bracket, it just came up against a juggernaut too early. And I go Whose Line Is It Anyway.
Woof. Now, Justin,
Whose Line?
Now that we came across that, what would you have picked?
Blue Mountain State all the way, not even close.
Oh, God. It's not even close?
No, actually, no. I'm completely kidding. I as you guys were talking about it, I was literally sitting in my chair just going,
Yeah, yep. Dude, it's a tough one.
It's so hard. So tough. I'm happy I didn't have to make that one, honestly, because you almost said the word, too, and I was like, don't do this to me.
I know.
There's no way I'll be able to decide. Whose Line? Moving on. I think you should leave versus Saturday Night Live.
Come on.
I think you should leave Tim Robinson, who used to be on Saturday Night Live, and then I don't know if he got fired or he left, but it just kind of didn't mesh perfectly with his sensibilities, and thankfully Netflix gave him a show where they were like, it's your sensibilities only, you and your co-writer, just do exactly what you want. And I
be
think,
insane.
You're right, and I think he just ended up making a near-perfect comedy show.
Mm.
Okay, this is the time. What is your favorite era of Saturday Night Live?
Oh, it's the Chris Farley era, for sure.
Really? I think I'm the one afterwards. I think I'm in the, like, Will Ferrell, Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, Seth Meyers, Horatio Sands. At the tail end of it is Jason Sudeikis and Bill Hader and Will Arnett. And
Great. I mean, it's so good. I mean, it propelled a lot of people into the freaking ether, but the one thing I mean you say Saturday Night Live to me, and the immediate thing I think of is Chris Farley, David Spade, Live in a Van by the River, not Book Phil by the River. Hartman. That was an old skit we did.
Yeah, sure.
Van down by the river.
Yes.
That's what I think of.
What would you choose out of these two?
Talking to me?
No, I'm talking to Adam.
Well, there was a weird silence. I didn't know what was going on.
I was thinking, I really love I Think You Should Leave.
Yeah.
But I'm going Saturday Night Live, SNL, baby.
I go I Think You Should Leave, so now it goes to Justin.
Man.
The power is finally returned.
Oh, you were picking that over Saturday Night Live, really? In its whole run?
Oh, yeah, man. I think
really?
I Think You Should Leave, I think, goes down as like one of the greatest comedy shows of all time, as long as it doesn't get markedly worse, and I don't think it will.
So, it is tough because, spoiler alert, I am again going to side with Adam here.
Oh my God! I Think You Should Leave. No.
The only I'm going to say something that'll make the blow a little less harsh.
Nothing does. So, good try.
But say it anyway.
I think, wow, this is a weird sentence to say. I believe I Think You Should Leave.
Yeah, there you go.
Is a specific niche of comedy.
Yeah.
Whereas SNL, modern SNL, I'm not like too huge on, but like
Farley
into Ferrell, into Poehler, into that, those, what was that, 20 years worth of Saturday Night Live was like peak comedy. It was the tippity top it was a glacier. And I mean, right. it still is a large brand.
It applies that way to every new generation as well.
Right.
Sure.
Exactly. So I Think You Should Leave. The only reason I'm picking SNL over it is because I think SNL has a broader scope and covers what you would quote unquote consider the best. I laugh maybe hardest at I Think You Should Leave, the ziplining episode. I nearly pissed my pants. Yeah. That's some of the funniest content I've ever seen, like ever. But 1, 2, 3, 4 skits of it being super funny at 30-40 years of television, it's tough. You got to give it up to the GOAT.
How long has I Think You Should Leave been on?
Since like 1902.
Wow. That's a long run.
I don't know, like 2 or 3 years. I think it's 2 or 3 seasons.
I think if it can stand the test of time and we were to revisit this list in 5 to 10 years, perhaps I would go with that.
No, I'm fine with that Saturday Night. I mean, it's tough. Saturday Night Live, go next.
It's so tough.
It's tough seeing as this is the first of 4 32 round brackets. Oh, my God. So, like, I Think You Should Leave being in a separate bracket probably would have won it.
Yeah.
Going up against SNL, that's just a tough break, I think. SNL, moving on.
I'm sure this won't be the first.
Sad.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, interesting.
Versus the Angry Beavers.
All right, here's where I feel on this one. These two are pretty level for me. If without a bracket, them as shows, I hold them in the same level of regard. So this makes it really tough. I mean, SpongeBob SquarePants is still airing. It's still culturally significant. Mm-hmm. SpongeBob for me.
I also choose SpongeBob. I think it's an easy SpongeBob, honestly. And that sucks, but it is. I don't know.
It's tough. It is an easy SpongeBob, but Angry Beavers is super goated. So
it's super goated. It is.
No cap.
No cap. On God, for real, for real. SpongeBob SquarePants movie.
420 Blaze.
Oh my gosh, we're in the final four of the first out of four brackets before the final bracket.
Stop saying it. It makes it less intense when you're like, all right, we're in the final four of the first of four. Good Lord. All right. We are in the final four, though.
I know.
Oh, man.
Rocco's Modern Life versus Whose Line Is It Anyway?
So, like, it's so much easier this round than the last Whose Line Is It Anyway versus Blue Mountain State round for me.
Yeah.
I think this is an easy Whose Line Is It Anyway. Rocco's made it really far, and hats off to Rocco's Modern Life. But, you know, if you're going to shoot the king, don't miss. Whose Line Is It Anyway goes to the finals. Yeah.
Although Rocco's Modern Life has probably my favorite side character of all time, which is Mr. Bighead.
Yep.
He is just operatic and over the top, and I absolutely love him.
Was he the frog?
Yeah, neighbor.
Hell with yeah.
With his wife, Beverly.
See?
Oh, Ed.
Like, see? I love that shit.
He is really good.
This is what I'm saying. This podcast is just a lot of talking around Adam being talented beyond measure for about 20 seconds every time. And I'm sad when I hear my voice, you know? Because I'm like,
I just love it. To it.
What could be happening right now is Adam killing it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Rocco.
Jesus Christ.
It's so good. I love their character. Whose Line?
Saturday Night Live versus SpongeBob SquarePants.
And see, this is the same exact thing.
Yes, Saturday Night Live.
Right. It's Saturday Night Live here. It just makes me feel like, what if the finals was Blue Mountain State versus I Think You Should Leave? Like that. Oh, I could see a world where that happens. I'm sad it's not, but...
Yeah.
This finals, I think, is a clash.
This is perfect.
This is
perfect. For the final round of the first of four, Ryan. Whose Line Is It Anyway? Versus Saturday Night Live.
Oh my God.
Tell me your thoughts, Ryan.
My thoughts is that I didn't know how much pain this would cause. Like, mental anguish I'm currently feeling. I think Saturday Night Live is a comedic staple in not only the United States, but also all other English-speaking places, and so nowhere else. Whose Line Is It Anyway? Gosh, that original cat. It's very similar. Thanks. Yeah, I know. The dog's mad about it, too. Dog, what do you choose, dog? Now he's silent. Unreal. So I feel the same way about both, where like there's a cast and a time and place where I was sitting in front of a TV that I liked it the most, and there are other moments that I like it less. I'm just talking in circles. I have no idea, dude.
Did you ever watch the original British Who's Line?
Oh, yeah. A bunch. I saw it before the American one. It was on the weird channels that with the
BBC.
Yeah, that
Spice?
One.
Spice.
The weird ones with the bald guy. And I loved that, too.
It was the one where like you couldn't really see it, but it came in and out every couple seconds? Or
was that a different one? Nope, that's a different one.
That's different.
Oh, whoops, my bad.
What are your feelings, Adam?
Oh, my God. So, Justin, you made such a wonderful like monologue of why you chose Saturday Night Live, and I agreed with you 100%. So, without saying all of that all over again, that's the reason why I like Saturday Night Live. But Whose Line is, again, I'll say it again, it's a nostalgic factor a little bit. Mm. That original cast, the improv to the mainstream, like you said, it's really, really hard to pick this one. I'm trying to think of like, if one in their top, in their prime, which one would you be sadder if it got canceled? That's how I'm trying to
Saturday Night Live, like
in its prime, right?
Right. Or in our prime, right? Like the primes of Saturday Night Live are so vast and different for everybody, right?
You are right.
My prime Saturday Night Live is Sherry O'Terry and Will Ferrell in a cheerleading uniform. And, you know, it's that time and place. And I think I agree with what you just said. Justin did a very good job of explaining why Saturday Night Live was his choice last time. And that those facts ring true still to me. And I think I go Saturday Night Live here to win the first 32 comedy TV show bracket.
I agree. Lock it in.
S to the N to the L.
You know what? I think when these come to a head and it's a final four, the last episode that we do and we're really breaking down, now knowing that Saturday Night Live is going to be facing one of three other winners of a 32 comedy thing bracket, I feel as though it might end up being the, I think we choose the other one easy and Saturday Night Live goes down, but we still spend like 15 minutes going over our favorite SNL sketches. And then at the end saying like, but it loses.
Yeah, right.
But still, it came this far. So pretty sweet.
Making it to the final four is, I mean, I think it's justified. I think it makes sense for SNL. Right. And again, for the reasons Justin's explained, it's, you know, 35, 40 years. Well, when did it? I don't even know. 35, 40 years. Of
80 years comedy. Ago. When we do the final four episode, I think we both, and maybe Justin too, like bring our top five sketches of all time. Like, and that's how we discuss the vibes of it, which I look forward to a lot. Remember, you can go to patreon.com/HBOBYZ. There's a bunch of bonus content on there. It's $1 a month. And you can head over there right now. You get access to our public or private Discord channel. And we have a Threads and we have a Instagram and we have a Twitter and all the things.
At the HBO Boys, BOYZ.
And if you give to our Patreon, your name gets read at the end of the show. Like it's about to happen.
Your name will get read here. But right now we're going to read Sunshine, Connor O'Dowd, Jamie Lochner, James Watch My Dong, Chris Wood, Brent Ginn, Craig, John Jewers, Major Woody, and Carol Andrades.
Okay.
I'm going to try really hard every time to pronounce that one correctly.
You're getting worse.
Am I?
Yeah.
Andrades. Carol Andrades.
Okay.
I said that one three times and you didn't up your subscription? Wow.
Okay, that's a bit egotistical, but this has been a lot of fun. Come back next week for round two of the top comedy TV shows of all time, according to Adam and Ryan and sometimes Justin.
Three times.
Okay.
Deferment.
I defer nothing to you.
I'm gonna have a new rule next week.
That's Ooh. Dumb and I don't like it.
I'm the moderator supreme, so okay. This is a dictatorship.
Yeah, it's a meritocracy, but
dictatorship.
Okay.
Straight to jail.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video, find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.